Okay, that song was Social Anxiety by local heroes, the Courtneys. This is 24 Hours of Student Power here on CITR Radio. My name is Eleanor, and now I am joined by some lovely people from the Women's Center. What's up?
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Hey, yeah. Thanks for coming. Would you please introduce yourselves to our audience?
I'm Alexis.
I'm Blessing.
I'm Daphne.
I'm Maraid.
Cool. So, for those who do not know, can you please tell us a little bit about the Women's Center?
Okay, the Women's Center, it's one of the resource groups. It's in the second floor in the sub, and we're just kind of like a place where we have like a library with like feminist books. We often have like food and stuff. There's like two couches. We have two really cool blankets. yeah, we usually have more food. And it's just like it's a safer space on campus for all people who identify as a woman.
Nice. Yeah. You're forgetting the coolest part, I think, which is probably the paintings on the walls in this space.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah.
How long have those been there? Do you know?
As long as any of us have been at UBC, for sure. So, I mean, it's free for anyone to paint on them.
Nice. That's sweet. Yeah, it's definitely a very welcoming space. I was in there for the first time, and which is unfortunate given how long I've been at UBC. But you guys were doing your free waffle breakfast.
Yes.
Which was sweet.
That's fantastic.
Literally. best joke. So how do you guys want to talk a little bit about how you got involved with the Women's Center? Or how you found it on campus?
Well, Daphne's been here before all of us.
Yeah.
We all came this year.
Nice.
Yeah, I just kind of accidentally found it at Imagine Day in my first year.
Wow.
So, but it was great. It was definitely life-changing. And
yeah, same thing for me. It was on Clubs Day. I just came up to the booth and it was, yeah.
I don't know. I went to the first couple meetings of the Feminist Club, and then apparently one of the girls got in touch with Daphne. Daphne's like for like, I think it's like in the sub, they have like a whole bunch of booths for clubs.
Clubs days.
Clubs days.
Craziness.
And they didn't have anyone to sit at the Women's Center booth, so they like contact the Feminist Club. They're like, do you have anyone? And then they're like, yeah, Alexis can do it. And so I did it, and then I like met everyone. I was like, fuck, this is so cool.
It's a good response to have to clubs. There's definitely a few I found in first year and thought that, and then you realize very quickly it's not as cool as you think.
And it's cool to be involved, right? There's like perks because you can like always go in there and like sleep on the couch now, and it's like accepted, you know?
Totally. That's awesome. I guess we talked a little bit about the pancake or the waffle breakfast that you guys did. Were there any other highlights from the semester of things that you helped to coordinate or anything like that you want to talk about?
Well, on Friday, we actually had a vigil for Mike Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a focus on anti-blackness, and the turnout was really great.
Mm-hmm.
I think probably like 130 people came out, and
yeah, it was awesome.
We literally started planning it on Wednesday night, so
wow.
It was crazy to have people come out on Friday in the cold,
yeah.
The snow even,
yeah.
So yeah, that was pretty great.
Yeah, that's awesome, in 2 days.
Yeah.
Cool.
No sleep. Yeah. Lots of caffeine.
Yeah, definitely. That's fantastic. And you also provide a few, there's a little store that you have in the, or is that part of the resource center? You sell a few things.
Yeah, we sell, Diva cups. And
we have like safer sex products and pregnancy tests for free.
Nice. That's awesome. That's not an easy thing to find, I feel like, on campus.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
really cool. Sweet. Okay, we're going to go to another track here. We're going to listen to another all-girls band. This is a track called Let Me In by artists. Where are they from?
L.A. Brooklyn.
Oh, they're Brooklyn, L.A. Who knows? They're called Habibi. Enjoy.
Before, I wonder if I'm getting far or near. I stay. at night, wondering if he thinks of me in bed. I play his words like songs, I think of all the things that he had said. I wish that I just had another kind of love to call my own. Here I lie awake, wondering if I'll always be alone. And I knock and I knock on the door, on the door. Let me in, hey, let me in. There's room for more, there's room for more. She takes my clothes, she takes my clothes. I don't belong, I don't belong. There's nothing right, nothing right. Something wrong, something wrong.
Hello, hello. You are tuned into 24 Hours of Student Power here on CITR Radio, 101.9 FM at UBC in Vancouver, BC. We are joined in the studio right now by the Women's Center, and that last song you heard was a request of theirs, so does one of you want to tell me what it was? Our listeners, I guess?
Yeah, that was Soko. I thought it was an alien.
Cool, cool. And before that, we heard the song by Habibi called Let Me In. Another great female artists. All about that. So during the break there, I was chatting with these people about some of the events that you have coming up very soon and in the coming months as well. So what do we have on the radar?
Oh, coming up on December 7th, there's a workshop. It's called Fight Like a Girl, and it's in the sub, and it's from 11 to 3, and there'll be physical training with the Warrior Sisters from Portland, discussion on male violence against women, and there's a free vegan lunch, so it's going to be pretty awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, that one we're just sponsoring. It's actually organized by Em, who's a member of our collective, but she's organizing it on her own.
Cool. Yeah. And how do people sign up for that?
There's an RSVP on the Facebook page.
Cool.
For Fight Like a Girl. I think we put it on our page on Facebook.
So yeah. We can relink that. Yeah.
Awesome. And so, yes, then you guys do have a Facebook page. And what is it called?
Women's Center at UBC, is that?
It's Women's Center at UBC.
Yeah, there we go. Yes.
Cool. Yes. So that's the best way to find out about the stuff that you have going on?
Yeah, and we also have a Twitter and
an
Instagram.
Oh,
yes. Trying to get more tech savvy. Yes.
It's very important. And then a few other things coming up in the next few months as well, I think, right?
We have a Christmas party.
Oh,
yes, we do. Yes.
Gingerbread house decorating.
Nice.
On the 15th, I believe?
I think so. We haven't really set a time, but probably like 7 p.m.
Post it on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Sweet. That's fantastic. And that's open to anybody that wants to come by?
That'll be open to anybody who can come into the Women's Center, because we'll be hosting it inside the center.
Yeah. Okay. And do you want to go over what the guidelines are on that?
The Women's Center is open to anyone who identifies as a woman or people who don't but still experience gender-based oppression, such as agender or genderqueer people.
Cool. Good to know. All right. So we were also talking a little bit about a bit before some of the stuff that you've been kind of discussing maybe as of late in the center. I know when I was in there for the waffle breakfast, there was some interesting conversation that happened.
Always an interesting breakfast.
Yeah. We have a friend named Yuri, and she's like very outspoken, so we have some amazing conversations in the Women's Center.
Diva.
So I feel like if she was here right now, like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
an entirely different conversation.
Oh, you guys gotta do her proud.
Yeah, I know. No.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember exactly what it is that we were talking about, but something like some crazy music videos as of lately. I'm not really sure.
Anyways. Oh, at one point, I think, I don't know, maybe I was like ranting about how like there was a Maroon 5 video that was like terrible for violence against women and like animals and gore and stuff. I was probably like ranting about that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Super gross.
Yeah.
It's interesting with the media, right? Because I think a lot of people's argument is to be like, well, it's just, you know, it's just a music video,
art.
It's just a movie, you know, it's not, you know, it's culture, it's different. But I always kind of question what it is that we are supporting, whether it's like openly or not, by just like watching those things, you know? Like,
yeah,
it's a hard,
yeah.
And then people kind of try to call you crazy or something if you're like, no, this is not, I don't feel comfortable watching this, and I know there's a reason why.
Yeah.
Sweet. So these types of conversations you can have if you come hang out at the Women's Center. Sweet. So you guys had a few more song requests, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What do we want to listen to next?
I guess Water Me by FKA Twigs.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to listen to some FKA Twigs. This is 24 Hours of Student Power on CITR, and I will give a quick little content warning because I think there may be some explicit content in this song. So, yeah.
He was Yeah.
All right. This is CITR Radio, 24 Hours of Student Power. My name is Eleanor, joined by some people from the Women's Center at UBC and another great song request. What did we just listen to?
Vanessa by Grimes.
Nice, nice. One of our collective favorites, I would say, to the conversation we just had. And what was before that?
FKA Twigs, Water Me?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The really interesting music video. Her dancing is so cool.
Yes.
She's crazy good.
Yeah. A lot like Grimes, actually, I would say.
Different dancing styles.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But like in its impressiveness and captivating quality. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thanks so much for coming on 24 Hours.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, totally. Before I let you go, can you tell people how they can get involved with the Women's Center in different ways and things like that?
I guess you could just send us a message. We have general meetings Mondays at 7.
Mm-hmm. But that'll change for next term, probably.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah. We'll have a doodle, so if you want to come, you can fill that out, too.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, again, just, like, search us up. We'll always post whatever is happening on our Facebook, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just message us, like, and come by the Women's Center,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, for sure. Like, come hang out,
Yeah.
Then you'll meet us.
Nice. So you don't necessarily have to hold a position on the, is it an exec? Or?
No, of course not. No, it's open to like anybody. They can and open meetings too. Like
nice. That's fantastic. So, look them up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Come check them out. Room 245 of the sub, mm-hmm. which we just learned previously in the interview with the Social Justice Center, really close to CITR, which is also on the second floor of the sub. Do you guys get to move into a new space in the new building?
Yes.
Nice. Are you excited?
We're looking forward to it. We get to like paint the walls again.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. That's awesome. Great. Okay. Well, any parting words before we listen to the last track?
Come hang out with us.
Yeah, we're super cool. Yeah.
They are. I promise. I can attest to that. Cool. I can, and they make really good waffles.
Yeah.
So what are we gonna close out on?
No Scrubs. TLC.
Yeah. Stay tuned in. We got Film Sock coming in next, followed by some people from Radio Emily over at Emily Carr.
Scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine, is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass. So,
no,
I don't want your number.
No,
I don't wanna give you mine. And
no,
I don't wanna meet you nowhere.
No,
don't want none of your time. And
no, I don't want no scrub. The scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride.
Don't show love. Oh yes, son. I'm talking to you. Wanna get with me?